So, Paddy, looking into another championship, I suppose, off the back of winning an Ulster title, is the main target now to defend it, or are you looking any way sort of past Fermanagh come next Sunday?
Looking no way past Fermanagh at all. Hey? We're looking actually forward to getting our new championship campaign up and running, so we are. I think we're ready for it now. We've had a number of weeks of training there, so we're actually looking forward to a big game. Fermanagh, we played them in the Ulster final last year, you know, so you know, there's big rivalry between us and Fermanagh, hey, and again, hey, we can't take them for granted. We've seen what they done last year in the Ulster Championship, hey, and how they beat Monaghan when Monaghan were favourites to win that game. So no, we can't look past them, and we know how dangerous they are, and we're looking forward to a big game. Yeah.
There's that game in the league as well, which they beat Donegal and the O'Donnell Park, and they'll be buoyed by that. They'll be buzzing after that one in the league, and maybe more on that day. Did you just take more out of that result possibly than they did?
Both teams will take a lot out of it, and they'll definitely look at that game and they'll see what they've done great and see how they won that game. And you're right, they beat us that day in our own home patch, so that just shows you the level that they're at, like. And now we have to go into Brewster, home crowd. It'll be a big occasion for them. They'll be looking at this game as being just, I suppose they want to try and win this game, hey, at all costs, like, you know, and they'll not be looking past this game, so we're just going to have to meet that head on. So we are.
And like, how has things changed in the Donegal camp since last year, since that championship won, and having gone through Division 2, and I know he's won a league title, but has there been any sort of change in the focus and the way Donegal's doing things since last year?
Well, there's been a big change, hey, within the team in terms of players that aren't there anymore, and then we've a lot of new younger players, for example, like Savoshin Gallen, who came into the team there and had a really, really good league campaign, which is very encouraging to see. But the team has changed. Even Rochford has come in. He's added another thing to it. And
so there's a few different dimensions here that's now in play with us, Donegal.
Definitely. And you've got Papa back from retirement, like, so he's come in there and he's brought the keepers now and given his experience in that there. So yeah, there's loads of positives to take out of last year and bringing them forward into this year, and loads of positives from our season so far this year.
Yeah, so there's a good buzz then in the Donegal camp, and it's good when you go into pre-championship training off the back of lifting some sort of title, which is did with Division 2 in the league.
Definitely. No, there's a good buzz, hey, within the team, hey, and look, at we are Ulster champions, and we have to go into the game as Ulster champions, hey, and we have to defend our Ulster title. So look, at we know that that's not going to be easy, and I think every man's well focused in on that as well, like, and they know the job they have to do. Obviously Rory managed us before, so he knows us and we know him, and we know what kind of game it's going to be like. So not a good buzz about the team.
How important is it then that you don't veer off your game plan in Brewster Park, because it could turn out to be a daunting open in 10 minutes with the home crowd for Fermanagh being there, and obviously the Rory Gallagher effect, and they'll be looking to put a dent in yous early on.
Yeah, them games can take a life of their own, so they can. But no, look, we're going to have to stick to our guns, like, and we know what we can do best, like, and we're just going to have to stick to that, and suppose not go too far away from what we know best, hey. So now I suppose on the day it's about getting everything right, hey, and everything coming together on the day, like, and look, it will be looking for a big performance.
Yeah, big performance, but also championship days are always big occasions and something you thrive on. How do you like to see these days?
You're right, we love to see these days, and every day you can pull on the Donegal jersey, hey, it's a massive day, and it's great to represent your county, and sometimes you can take that for granted, hey, but you know, suppose the older you get, hey, the more you understand how precious they are.
Yeah, well, you're not that old yet, so you're not now, Paddy, but how's the form? What's the fitness like?
I know, I'm getting on great, hey, fitness. Been training away, I'm enjoying my football and really enjoying training at the minute, hey, and thankfully, hopefully I'll stay injury free now and just get a good run at it, compared to last year, you know, where I was injured going into the championship. But no, I'm happy with where I'm at.
Okay, well, listen, the best luck with it with the Ulster campaign, and good luck at Brewster Park on Sunday week.
Thanks a million, Oisin. Cheers.